Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. I'm Trinity, joined as always by lead analyst Neo. Today, January 5th, 2026, we are looking at metrics that suggest significant capital volatility and pronounced outflow dynamics on the Zcash network. Neo, the headline figures for ZEC and USD transferred are notably elevated today. What's driving this massive uptick in volume?
Good to be back, Trinity. You are absolutely right. If we look at the raw throughput, we saw nearly 400,000 ZEC transferred yesterday, equating to over 200 million USD. This is a substantial increase, almost double the 223,000 ZEC we observed the day prior. This level of activity immediately signals high engagement, specifically from larger entities.
And that high engagement is visible in our transaction category breakdowns, isn't it? I'm seeing a spike in the number of transactions categorized as whale and large.
Precisely. We tracked 1,123 whale transactions yesterday, up from 957 the day prior, coupled with an increase in the large category. Overall, we saw an approximate 16% increase in the frequency of significant capital movements. This explains the surge in the total ZEC transferred figure. It's not necessarily more addresses, though active addresses did rise slightly. It's larger transactions dominating the pipeline. But volume isn't the only metric that spiked dramatically. The fee structure holds a major anomaly we need to discuss.
Let's pivot to that. The network health metrics show a median transaction fee remaining incredibly low, holding steady at about 5 cents USD. This suggests standard user experience is unchanged. But the average fee, Neo, the average transaction fee skyrocketed to over $969, and the maximum fee hit an astonishing 2.67 million USD. What happened there?
This is a classic example of an outlier event dramatically skewing the mean, while the median provides a truer picture of general network health. The stable median fee confirms the network remains efficient and inexpensive for the average user. The extreme spike in the average and the maximum fee, however, strongly indicates one or perhaps a handful of colossal transactions. We are looking at a potential network anomaly where a single transaction incurred an exceptional fee, perhaps by accident, perhaps as a highly prioritized, extremely large, multi-million-dollar capital move where fee payment was not a constraining factor. It's highly irregular, but structurally, the network absorbed it without impacting the vast majority of users.
So high volume, aggressive capital movement, and this significant fee anomaly. Now let's get to the core of Zcash's function, privacy. We need to look at the flow dynamics in and out of the shielded pool. Yesterday, we discussed a net negative flow, but today that outflow has accelerated considerably.
It has accelerated by a factor of 5. This is the most crucial takeaway from today's data. We saw roughly 1,700 ZEC shielded, which is slightly above the previous day. However, the total ZEC deshielded spiked to nearly 2,287 ZEC. This leaves us with a net negative privacy flow of 587 ZEC. The day before, that net outflow was only about 119 ZEC.
A 5-fold increase in net deshielding pressure. What are the likely drivers behind such a rapid drawdown from the shielded pool? Is this profit-taking or perhaps movement to exchanges?
Given the high volume we discussed earlier, the 400,000 total ZEC transferred, it suggests large entities are mobilizing capital. When you combine that high total volume with the accelerated net deshielding, the narrative leans towards significant liquidity injection or movement off-chain, most likely into transparent exchange custody for liquidation or trading purposes. It's important to note, however, that while the percentage of shielded transactions ticked down slightly to 3.43%, the average size of those transactions increased.
Can you elaborate on the size increase?
Certainly. Our mean absolute shielded value delta jumped from about 15 ZEC to over 17.6 ZEC. The median also saw a solid bump, rising from 3 ZEC to 5 ZEC. This suggests that while fewer transactions are shielded relative to the total network activity, the transactions that are entering or moving within the shielded pool are now carrying larger absolute ZEC values. It implies the substantial capital movers, the whales we identified earlier, are utilizing the shielded ecosystem for larger denomination transfers when they do choose to leverage privacy.
So in summary, the network saw significant overall throughput driven by large capital movements. Normal network operations for small users remained efficient, demonstrated by the low median fee. However, a major fee anomaly occurred, and critically, we saw a pronounced accelerated drawdown from the shielded pool, suggesting high-value ZEC is being exposed, likely for market purposes.
Exactly.
the trend to watch remains that net privacy flow. We need to see if this minus 587 ZEC outflow is sustained or if it was a temporary blip associated with the anomalous high volume and high fee transaction. The capital is moving, and currently the direction is decidedly off-chain.
Neo, thank you for breaking down these complex dynamics for us. That was Neo walking us through the Zcash metrics for January 5th. We'll be back tomorrow to track these flows and see if the shielded pool stabilizes.
Always a pleasure, Trinity.
You've been listening to the Zcast podcast.